This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet. BetQL.
Jack it up, Rick! Phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better Rolls on here. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here on BetQL. Ryan Horvath, BetMGM Tonight co-host, coming up in 20 minutes. All his favorite bets for the weekend in the NFL and college football. We will actually play a game of sports market sweep. Like, this is not part of the bit where we say we're going to do the sports market sweep.
It's not a joke.
Do it. Like, we are actually going to do the sports market sweep. Like, it's actually going to happen. Unless it doesn't. But I guess we'll find out in hour number three of the show. And remember, the power hour is the power 80 minutes on Football Fridays, at least until bye weeks. But for now, like, there's no way we can fit it in just three terrestrial radio segments. So starting 1 hour from right now, power hour here on You Better You Bet. All our favorite bets, side total props. For the weekend coming up, Sunday, week two in the National Football League, 1 hour from now. But right now, here on the show, it's day five of Lockmas. Santa Lockerson is here, and he's got his full college football card. Whether you've been nice or naughty, doesn't make a difference.
Because he took Washington or the Giants, you know, it doesn't matter.
He's a benevolent Santa. You get gifts no matter what. You get picks no matter what. And on the fifth day of Lockmas, Rick, Santa Lockerson gave to us an entire college football card of winners.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost its wheel and Joker got away.
Crime spree time, Gotham City. Let's all be happy. Right?
Well, look, analyzing like things like that, like we take for granted as kids because we don't. Oh, it's funny. It's Batman, Robin, and the Joker. It's like, actually, it's not that funny.
No, you should all be cowering in fear, apparently, about what's about to happen. Lockmas, day five, and... I think what we're going to do here, same thing we did last week, basically take take the entire week of various Lochmas presents, various things that Santa Lockey has said over the course of the week, condense them into the segment, and then add to them, add even more bets, even more things that are available, whatever is kind of on the cutting room floor that we didn't use over the first 4 days, basically. And I would actually like to start, because we have time here, just another word about the Heisman really quick, just because a lot of content gets written every single week about it. And it's an interesting market to bet into in general. And it's fun. And it ends pretty fast, too. Like NBA is about to start. If you bet an NBA MVP right now, you know when you get paid? July 20th. July just happened a couple months ago. Like, it's a long time from now. It sucks to have to wait with some of those tickets for NBA futures. College football, it's like 14 weeks. Like, you put in the bets in the fall and you get paid in the fall. Like, it's actually before the first day of winter. It's actually remarkable. So it's a fun thing to bet on. But just to iron out some of the points that I made on Monday, the award is incredibly likely to be won by one of Bryce Young, Matt Corral, and Spencer Rattler, who have the three lowest prices in the market. So many of the other candidates behind the eight ball haven't had good stats, etc. And you know, Rattler and Corral specifically are very likely to have good games. And Corral and Young play in a couple weeks when Alabama plays Ole Miss, and that game could very well determine who wins the Heisman Trophy. That market is working pretty efficiently. Like, I don't think there's a way to find value necessarily in one of those three players right now. I think they're ordered the right way. And I talked about Anthony Richardson from Florida as like this fun couple bucks long shot. And I just want to emphasize that, like, the price has to be massive because the likelihood he wins the award is incredibly small. Don't message me being like, yeah, I'm locked in 20-1. It's like, please, please don't do that. Like, please, please don't do that. He's 100 in one place. He's 50 in another. 50 is okay. You would obviously prefer 100. Anything less than that, just wait. If he kills Alabama, he's going to be like 15 because the other three guys are going to probably have big games too. So it's just, there's not a lot there. And just like, make sure that the price is actually crazy. It's not enough to just be like, I like him to win the Heisman Trophy. You need the long shot price. You need a very, very, very specific, like, narrative outcome to take place for him to win. The much more likely outcome, like the other 99%, basically, unless something crazy happens in Auburn and Penn State, is for one of the three quarterbacks I mentioned to win. They're priced like the three most likely candidates. So there really isn't a lot to do with that. Maybe until we get to Alabama and Ole Miss here in a couple weeks. Just wanted to do that right off the top so we can kind of go through my full card of bets. I've given out a bunch of bets on the show already this week, and I will try to kind of aggregate them with other things. If I missed one and I gave it out earlier in the week, I promise I'm still on it. It's just trying to like read this spreadsheet and try to figure out what I've given out in the show and haven't, and what's moved and hasn't. So forgive me, but I think I have everything kind of collectively in one place, and we'll kind of start to rattle some of that stuff off right now. All of these lines are current as of 4:47 p.m. Eastern time on Friday. It is very likely, if you listen to this tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, or if you listen to this even Friday night, that the numbers might have changed. I'll try to give you kind of a parameter for what I would play the number to in each situation, because I know obviously that's what people are going to be interested in. Saturday morning, every market goes haywire because the limits go up and really crazy stuff starts happening, and we get injury news as we get closer to kickoffs of games. So it's quite likely the numbers might not be the same in some of the games that we're talking about. The one number which has already changed and so therefore has become unbettable: if you had a 7.5 with Illinois against Maryland on Friday night, that has now become Illinois. 7. It doesn't really matter as long as they cover, honestly. That number has now gone down to 7, I think, pretty much everywhere. 7.5 was what you needed to play the game. 7, I guess you could make like still a small bet, but 7.5 was what you wanted. Nothing on the total for me. UCF and Louisville, the other game, Friday night, tonight, just for people listening. I don't have any edge on the side. The total has moved in a very bizarre fashion down, which was not what I was expecting. And it just is scaring the crap out of me, honestly. Probably will not have a bet on the total. Haven't bet it the entire week. We can go to Saturday and start with two bets that I've already given out. I'm going to go in like rotation number order here. If you don't know what that means, it doesn't matter. Just, you can still write down the bets like they normally are. Michigan, we've already talked about them. Under 28 is what you're looking for against Northern Illinois. My number in the game is basically like between 32 and 33 now. And we also have the over in that game. I know it can be scary to bet an over in a game where it's a projected blowout, but you know, like, it's a lower than national average total as well. So the total's also like pretty low, you know, for a game that's expected to be a blowout. So Michigan under 28, over 54.5, playable to 56 would probably be where I would stop playing that. And then the next game we have, oh yeah, actually, we didn't get to talk about this week. I'm actually kind of glad. I don't think we did, at least. Nebraska, Oklahoma. Nick, we haven't talked about Nebraska, Oklahoma, right? Have we talked about it?
No, you did. You said you liked the over in the game earlier in the week.
Oh, okay. I already said that. Okay, cool. Well, I still really, really like the over in the game.
I hope so, because I bet it. Yeah, so, right.
I can't remember. Sometimes this is one where I was like, did I talk? I literally have it like, did I give this out on the show? This is like one of my favorite over bets. It's 62.5. It's gone up.
Go ahead. You finish and then I'll throw it at the end.
Sure. Well, that's all I was going to say for that game. Wouldn't bet the side. The market has moved basically to my number, which is 24. But the total I still really like. I honestly think there's a bunch of room to play this up. I'd probably stop at 65 is probably where I'd stop playing the over. So we can cut it there a little bit, Nick, if you have another question.
I'm getting tweets now about the Leeds game. It's 1-1 against Newcastle in the 90th minute.
Oh, I have it up. Yeah. Drama.
37 shots on goal in the game between the two teams.
37? I know that's a crazy amount.
I don't know if that's true or not because I'm not watching the game, but someone tweeted.
Oh, somebody could have exaggerated. Got it.
I guess. But apparently, like, I'm going to look this up to see, but like, this is just like a classic soccer loss if and when this happens here.
Oh, well, update coming soon. I'm very excited. We have 4 minutes left in the segment. I would love to know if it's actually 37 because that's an insane amount, or if it's like 18, which would be like, I guess, more realistic. Let's rattle off some more bets, shall we?
16 shots on goal. Oh, no. 38 shots in the game. 38 now. 38 shots in the game.
Just 38. That's good. Rise and fire. Nebraska, Oklahoma over. We already talked about Western Michigan. Pitt is the next game. We're going to bet the under in this game. I don't think I gave this out on the show already, but 60.5 was the open. 58.5 is the current number in the market. 58.5 and 58 are both playable to the under, and then that's where I would stop in that game. You wonder if Pitt is getting a little like residue from that Tennessee game last week where Tennessee wants to go as fast as humanly possible. Pitt played with them. So now we kind of go to another Pitt game and it's like, well, the total should still be high, or it was just because they were playing Tennessee. I think that's like a much bigger reason why the score turned out that way. So anyway, under in Pitt, Western Michigan is another one. We definitely already talked about the under in Cincinnati and Indiana. It moved like a half point away from me, which doesn't really bother me a whole lot. 50 is the consensus number. I think there's room to play this down at least a couple more points. So under in Cincinnati and Indiana, which we talked about already. Here's one that Kanish came on earlier in the week and gave this out. And I agree with it. Haven't had a chance to talk about the game yet. Colorado has taken a bunch of money in this game. They've gone from 1 to 2.5. You could try to wait and get the 3. Maybe it pops tomorrow morning. I don't really know where this number is going to go. My number is Minnesota by 2.5. I can't believe the number is moving away from me. I love Minnesota in this game. So I can't predict where this number is going because it's already moved in an unpredictable fashion. I wish I could. I can just tell you that I like Minnesota a lot. If you want to try to wait for the 3, wait. If you don't. I like Minnesota. Plus anything would be a really good number on them. A game nobody cares about, but we have a bet on Ball State, Wyoming. Let's play the under 53.5. That's playable for another point. 52.5 would be the last number that I would bet under on in that game. In Purdue, Notre Dame, did we do this game yesterday, Nick, in the big game stuff? I don't think we did.
No, we asked Sam Panayotovich about it, but you and I did not talk about it.
Got it. And he likes, remind me he what likes he likes
no,
again.
No, he laid Notre Dame.
He laid Notre Dame. That's right.
I can't believe I remember all of this. Like, you put me in a bad spot just now, and I just happened to remember. It's okay.
You could have just said you don't remember.
I know, but I happened to remember, which is like, right. Yeah.
Under in Purdue Notre Dame, which is currently 58, that's playable actually for 2 full points. 56 would be the number I would stop at. Florida at more than 14, we've already talked about to death, so I won't do any more there. Washington, their offense has been dreadful. I actually think it's very unlikely to change. I think in a home game against a team that they kind of lay over, that their defense will show up in a big spot. Under 58.5 in Washington, that's good for another point. 57.5 would be where I would stop in that. We already know we're playing South Carolina at a monster number against Georgia. That would be another one. And we know we're playing the over in Fresno State and UCLA, the last bet. So 63.5 now in the market in most places. 63.5 is like a half unit. So we're kind of getting to that gray area where it's like, is it a full bet or not? Just kind of shop around. There's still a couple 62.5s. I've talked about this game like 9 times. If you don't have the over by now, I don't know what to tell you. And that's it. I think I managed to cover everything. Penn State, I like a little bit at 5. That would be like a half unit. That's about it for the primetime game with the whiteout in Happy Valley. And there's day 5 of Lockmas with hopefully, I think everything that we talked about.
There you have it. On the 5th day of Lockmas, Ken Barkley gave to us a lot of couple bets and me 10 minutes to rest my vocal cords, which is much appreciated. It's good stuff there from your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley. Less than an hour away, Power Hour, Power 80 Minutes. All our bets for Week 2 NFL Sunday. But coming up right after this, Ryan Horvath, the co-host of BetMGM Tonight, joins Nick and Ken, his favorite bets for the weekend.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.